I appreciate it, man. I mean, it's a lot of players that has never got to this game or even been to a playoff game, you know, so it's definitely a blessing, you know, because I am 30. Thanks for reminding me. 31, by the way. You know, so you're gonna want to cherish these moments, you know, because might not come again.
That is Patriot safety Patrick Chung. It's Super Bowl 53 here in Atlanta. Kickoff less than 90 minutes away. We welcome in to set the scene the voice of the Patriots, Bob Sosi. He is brought to us by the Peterson School. The Peterson School has been teaching the trade since 1946 and offers three convenient locations in Woburn, Westwood, and their brand new center on Plantation Street in Worcester. Visit petersonschool.com and sign up now. Hi, Bob. What's going on?
Hi, Beto. Well, one thing that's going on here at the Super Bowl is I get a chance to actually see both of you and talk to both of you in the same company at the same time. This is great.
We don't do pleasantries on the pregame show, Bob. I'm just kidding. I had to go Felger and Mazenu there.
All right. I'm just going to go. I'm going to do a Toucher and Rich. I'm just going to go. Interview's over.
Yes.
All right. Fine. Jesus. You don't want to do the interview, Bob. Get out. Bob, are you putting the final touches on your preparation for this game at this point?
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I think when we got here, I tried to have all the game prep essentially done back at home because, like the teams, once you get here and get on site, it's a whirlwind. And for me, I think what's been interesting about this week is there really have not been many developments or any real storylines that have an impact, I think, on today's game that we didn't know about last week, except for maybe, for example, the full health of Greg Zuerlein or Blake Countess, Todd Gurley, for the Rams and as well for the Patriots. Maybe some concern about an illness for Dante Hightower, middle of the week, missing a practice, et cetera. But I think when you look at the two teams, outside of the comments by Nickell Roby-Coleman, there has been very little drama, at least until today and some of the reporting this morning.
Sure, but in terms of the back and forth between the teams, those comments of Nickell Roby-Coleman are a week old now, and it feels like they're not really at the forefront going into this game today.
I mean, those got diffused, you know, pretty quickly. I mean, I had to chase him around Super Bowl opening night, and he, you know, really, I think he'd gotten the word. He basically admitted that McVay had told him to, you know, diffuse that thing, and he did a pretty good job of doing it.
John Johnson told us Monday night, Zoe and I, when we interviewed him, actually it was Hardy and I, and he said, yeah, you know, I had some comments about Brady being beatable. I didn't mean it in any sort of disrespectful way, and I said, yes, we defended you on that, and if you listen to what he had said, I don't think he did mean any disrespect whatsoever, but then he added in. He said, yeah, it was nothing out of line like one of my teammates.
Yeah, I think those guys knew.
So
they knew.
He said, I wasn't out of line, but one of my teammates was. He threw him right under the bus. And so I think probably early in the week after that had happened, Sean McVay probably relayed that message not only to Roby-Coleman but the entire team in terms of don't get caught saying anything that's going to end up on a bulletin board this week. You know, come here and do the whole business.
Yeah, let's do our talking on the field.
Yes,
absolutely. And what's far more important about Roby-Coleman in particular is not what he said after the NFC Championship, but how he played in that NFC Championship. And I think, you know, how the officials may be closely watching him and the other defensive backs in this game. He not only got away with a blatant pass interference in the helmet-to-helmet at the end of the fourth quarter, he got away with one that was very critical at the start of the fourth quarter that I think got easily overlooked. The Saints had a 3rd and 10 around midfield. And both Mike Pereira and Troy Aikman on the broadcast for Fox agreed that it was a blatant pass interference, I believe it was Ted Ginn Jr., over the middle that would have given the Saints a first down at the 40, and that could have changed the entire complexion of that game. So considering all the criticism the officials got coming out of the NFC Championship, I'd have to think that they will be throwing more flags today. I think there are only 8 flags in last year's Super Bowl altogether, but how it's officiated, and that could have an impact, too, on the Patriots if they want to be physical, for example, with the Brandon Cooks.
Well, you look at the Rams secondary. I mean, Peters, Tlaib, Roby-Coleman, those guys are a little handsy. All those guys sort of play in a little bit of a handsy way, so it'll be interesting to see how that's officiated. But I want to ask you, you know, what the vibe has been around the team this week. Obviously, they've been right downtown here in Atlanta. They practiced at Georgia Tech. I think this Super Bowl they've done a good job with the logistics for media and with the teams. What's the vibe been around the team and the team hotel?
I think a very quiet confidence. They have been very relaxed. I think everything's been positive, and it relates to really the opening thoughts in this segment in that Tom Brady has had a lot of attention naturally as he always does, but he hasn't had to field a lot of difficult questions. And he put, I think, a lot of the questions that would have come his way about retirement and post-game plans to bed really before the week got started. And Gronk has been coy and having a lot of fun with the retirement angle as well. But outside of that, you know, Devin McCourty kind of walked it out there and walked it back, and Jason and him both had a lot of fun with it. And they've had a lot of fun this week taking jabs at each other, but also, I think, appreciating this opportunity. And, you know, we heard the comments from Patrick Chun coming back from break, and he's a guy that, to me, embodies, you know, a transformation to how he's changed the second time around as a Patriot as opposed to that first in on the field, but also now that he's a captain and coming back to the Super Bowl for a fifth time overall, how he's changed. Now, he was very relaxed, as we know, during the rally. He has been similarly relaxed, I think, this week, but at the same time, doesn't want to give any bulletin board material. And these guys have done a good job of that. But I think there's quiet confidence, and they're relaxed preparing for this game.
Yeah, I thought how relaxed they were this week was sort of evident. I think they really took this week more in stride than we had seen even in recent years. It just seemed that they handled everything about this week and did a great job at it, and there was plenty of things going on here that they could have been distracted by. I mean, they were right downtown dealing with a downtown hotel with fans everywhere over the last few days and everything that comes with being there, and none of it seemed to faze them from what I could tell.
Yeah, I would agree, Beato. I think one of the things that may have helped is coming on Sunday as opposed to coming Monday. I know for us, last year when we got in, it was drop your bags and then immediately get over to media night. And with very little time, and I think for the players there was a similar feeling, and for the staff as well. We've heard some of that this week. So that by coming by on Sunday, they had a lot of time to settle in and be prepared and go through their regular Monday routine, even though that didn't include practice. It meant weightlifting, getting your treatment done, and not having, of course, to squeeze everything in Foxborough before you left on Monday, and then having very little time really to catch up that night because of opening night and the media circus that exists there.
And with the Patriots back in the Super Bowl, Bob Stosi's back in the Super Bowl. Bob, have a great call tonight. Wishing you the best.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Great to see you, Bob. Seriously.
Thank you.